Town Square Media Station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Jersey Attorney General Matt Plotkin has announced aggravated assault charges have been filed against a Paterson police officer after he shot a fleeing suspect in the back. Officer Jerry Moravec had responded to a 3 a.m. noise complaint last summer when he heard gunfire, then saw a suspect run past him. The officer gave chase and ordered the suspect to drop the weapon before he shot him. But the AG says cops are permitted to use deadly force.
Only when it is immediately necessary to protect the officer or another person from imminent danger of death or serious bodily injury.
The officer's attorney says Moravec thought the suspect was going to turn around and open fire. You can watch the body cam video of the chase and the shooting on our website, nj1015.com. Four businesses have been issued notices of violation for either not accepting cash or for charging a credit card surcharge without properly informing consumers, according to the state attorney. Attorney General. Merchants in New Jersey must give consumers the option to pay cash, and they must disclose the total selling price, including any surcharges for using credit, debit, and prepaid charges. A notice of violation that included a $1,000 penalty was issued to Sky Views of America, which operates the Dream Wheel at the American Dream in East Rutherford. An armed masked burglar attempted to hold up a cashier and a customer at a deli across from the police station Sunday night in Mullica Township. Police say the would-be robber brandished a gun at the Elwood Deli just after 9 p.m. and demanded the worker hand over cash from the register. He also asked for money from a customer, then fled. It's not clear how much he made out with. NJ Sharing Network reports more lives have been saved than ever before thanks to 283 organ donors in New Jersey in 2022 who gave the gift of life, resulting in 670 life-saving organ transplants, both record-high numbers. In addition,
last year we had over 550 tissue donors and eye donors, but does result in the utilization of 40,000 tissues for transplant.
President and CEO Carolyn Welsh says thanks to the generosity of organ donors and their families, more lives are being saved every year. To become an organ donor, visit njsharingnetwork.org. A toddler is okay after getting her head stuck in a cake pan. Firefighters in Lewistown, Pennsylvania, responded to the home of Erin Meixel after her two-year-old got her head stuck in an angel food cake pan with the middle section removed. They were able to remove the pan with the help of tin snaps. The little girl was not injured and she's going to be okay. On Wall Street, the Dow finished up 265 points to close at 34,156. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Unsettling weather rest of the week. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Time to win a free sweet escape with your Valentine from New Jersey 101.5.
Aw, sweet.
Right now, you can win an overnight stay plus $50 in dining at Tropicana Atlantic City.
This hour's code word is roses. R-O-S-E-S. Roses.
Enter this code word right now on the New Jersey 101.5 app to win. There's three chances to win every weekday. Your next chance is tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Enjoy the sweet escape with your Valentine from New Jersey 101.5.
Live New Jersey fast traffic.
All right, the turnpike is catching lots of delays now on the southbound side, especially the car lanes as you work your way south of exit 10 down towards just before exit 9. It's a crash. The right lane is currently closed. 287 slow coming down from exit 6 into 3, then on to 440. Extra slowdowns as well. There's a crash in one lane between Woodbridge Avenue and Industrial Avenue, so look for that too. Meanwhile, the traffic on the parkway crowding up coming out of Irvington down towards the Clark area. Brief delay coming into the Woodbridge vicinity as well. And there's still a crash in Whippany, Route 10 east over by Troy Hills Road to watch out for. Leaving New Jersey, worst of the Hudson River crossings would be the Holland Tunnel from 1 to 9, close to a 20-minute delay. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south. Oh, 295. It is still all backed up on the southbound side. It's slow from exit 40, Route 38, down to exit 34. North 295 also has delays from exit 26 of Route 42 up through to exit 28. And traffic is still going to be a little tough at the Tacony-Palmyra Bridge. We have a drawbridge opening happening right about now, like any second now. And also we have roadwork at 73 North at Broad Street up to the Tacony-Palmyra Bridge with emergency gas main break repairs. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 518 on New Jersey 101.5.
Dennis and Judy.
We're in New Jersey. It's the annoyance capital of the world.
It really is, by the way. Is it just us?
We're part of a problem.
Weekdays 10 till 2 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
New Jersey, 101.5 instant weather. Tonight, there's an area of low pressure moving eastward across Canada, and that'll push a weak cold front and a few rain showers through New Jersey. So, some raindrops. That's about it. Nothing dramatic here. I think we stay above freezing in the mid-30s overnight. Skies will stay mostly cloudy. And then we flip right back to pleasant weather tomorrow. Partly sunny, breezy, and mild. Highs 50 to 55. We'll be back in the 50s on Thursday, but with lots of clouds and probably some scattered rain showers during the daytime hours on Thursday. Friday, expect periods of sun and clouds with another chance of rain developing late day. One more time in the 50s on Friday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Vernon, it's 39, Princeton 45, Harvey Cedars 40 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.